This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. New Mexico lawmakers have their infrastructure wish lists for this year's legislative session, but some people believe that capital outlay system that funds our roads, water systems, and university buildings is broken. Fred Nathan of Think New Mexico says a more transparent merit-based system would be the best solution.
Both outsiders and insiders agree our system needs to be fixed. A national expert on state capital budgeting has said that New Mexico's system illustrates how not to do capital improvement. And State Senator Pete Campos of Las Vegas says it's archaic, parochial, and highly political. The system began in 1977 when lawmakers merged more than two dozen bills seeking money for individual capital projects into a single massive bill. It passed right at the end of the session. They called it the Christmas tree bill because it contained a present in it for every lawmaker, and the money was divided up based on a political formula rather than merit. In last year's special session, each state house member got $600,000, each senator $1 million to spend on infrastructure projects in their sole discretion. There are serious problems with the Christmas tree bill. For example, large, urgent priorities tend to be neglected in order to fund smaller, more political projects. The projects that do get funded don't always meet the most urgent public needs, and they receive little planning and vetting, so often their cost is underestimated. That means major projects like courthouses and dams that need to be fully funded before shovels hit the ground end up being delayed for years or never completed. Meanwhile, the dollars that have been allocated to them sit idle. Unlike the state budget, which is developed through multiple public hearings held over many weeks, the Christmas tree bill is put together with little or no transparency, and lawmakers don't have to disclose which projects they sponsored. What New Mexico needs is a transparent, merit-based system of distributing public money for our roads, university classrooms, and water systems. The good news is that we already know how to do this. Just look at how the legislature funds our public school buildings. A committee of lawmakers oversees an independent council, which in turn uses objective criteria to rank school buildings across the state that are in need of repair. Since it went into effect, the process for funding public school buildings has reduced the amount of repair that our schools need by more than half. We at Think New Mexico are advocating for a similar framework to fund the rest of the state's essential infrastructure needs.
Fred Nathan is with Think New Mexico. His commentary is part of our People, Power, and Democracy Project, a collaboration among KUNM, New Mexico In-Depth, and New Mexico PBS. Funding for the project comes from the Thornburg Foundation. You can find out more online at KUNM.org.